Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. We trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. We would want to use this opportunity to tell you about a special meeting happening today. It's called Healing Streams with Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. It'll be a meeting like none other, where the love of God, the healing power of God, will be demonstrated like never before. The time where the power of God will reach you wherever you are, will reach your home, will reach you at work, it will reach your loved ones. It's a time of healing, glory to God. If you want a change in your body, if you require a change in your business or in your family, whatever it is, this is the platform to receive that change you desire. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 107 verse 20, that the Lord gave his word and healed them of all their diseases, snatching them from the doors of death. Glory to God. This is your opportunity to receive healing in your body, to receive that change you desire. It starts at 6:45 p.m. GMT plus one. And you can visit www.healingstreams.tv/zone/UKZ2 to register. You can also participate as the program will be broadcast live on this same website. Tell somebody today. Tell your family, your loved ones, to all visit that website and register. God bless you. In today's article, the title is Be Unapologetic About the Gospel. Today's opening scripture has been taken from Philippians chapter 3 verse 8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. This was Paul's statement. He said this, he counts all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. When I analyze some of the things going on in the world today, according to Pastor Chris, I remember the commitment of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said to the king, "We will not bow to your image of gold." And the king got angry and threatened to throw them into a burning fiery furnace. But they responded boldly, "Our God is able to deliver us from your fire. But if he doesn't, we still won't bow." Hallelujah. You can read that account in the book of Daniel chapter 3. Pastor Chris says, they weren't refusing to bow to the king's image because they expected that God would deliver them. It didn't matter to them whether or not they'll be delivered from the fire. They were standing their ground because of their commitment to the Lord, recognizing that he's the only true God. Thus, in spite of the intimidation, they wouldn't budge. And Pastor Chris says, what a conviction. Hallelujah. What a conviction indeed. Notice they were not hoping to be delivered. That's something Pastor is pointing to us. It didn't matter to them. They were ready to lay down their lives for that which they believed. And you're listening today. How convinced of the gospel are you? You know, some of us have plan Bs. You know, we'll try God, but if it doesn't work, I can always beg uncle or auntie or rely on this source or that source to help us. But can you fully and completely rely on God's word? Are you completely sold out for this gospel? The Bible makes us understand that the gospel is the only true saving power to this world today. Whoever believes in it shall be saved. Glory to God. Pastor Chris says, it was a similar case with Daniel. There had been a decree against prayer to any god but the king for the 30 days. I'll take that again. It was a similar case with Daniel. There had been a decree against prayer to any god but the king for 30 days. But Daniel continued in prayer. The Bible says, when he found out a decree had been passed to outlaw prayer, he prayed again as he always did, knowing that the supervisors were watching. That account is in Daniel chapter 6 from verse 6 to 10. And Pastor Chris says, for refusing to yield to the obnoxious decree by the king, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. There's no record that Daniel prayed to be delivered from the lion's den. He was rather ready to be eaten by the lions than deny his faith in God. I mean, he already proved his faith when he went against the decree. Pastor said he prayed again as he always did. Glory to God, knowing that the supervisors were watching him. That's amazing. Another demonstration of strong convictions. Hallelujah. He didn't care what would happen to him. He was resolute that it didn't matter what decree was passed, I will still pray to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, these are set for us as examples. Our situation today isn't any different when it comes to what God has said versus what anyone else is saying. It's not a difficult choice. Hallelujah. There's just one way to go. Jesus only. Say to yourself, there's only one way to go. Jesus only. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve the Lord Christ. We serve the Lord Christ. When it comes to the call of the gospel, live or die, we are the Lord's. Hallelujah. We are the Lord's. It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter how pressured we are. We do not cower in the face of adversity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, never find yourself apologetic, intimidated, or reluctant to express your convictions about Christ and the message of the gospel. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them who believe. That's in Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Pastor says we've got to be ready. You've got to be ready to declare the gospel. You've got to be ready to shine the light, because the word of God is light. Hallelujah. You've got to be ready to share with your friends. Perhaps you're in a mix where there's a lot of fear being discussed. There's information of fear coming. Don't join in. You know better. You know that God has not given you the power of the spirit of fear, but of power, of love and of a sound mind. Declare that which you know. Declare what the Word of God says. Don't worry about whether you're considered weird or cajoled or made mockery of. Think about Jesus and what he had to endure. He endured so much because of the glory that awaited him. Hallelujah. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because he was convinced that the gospel was the only saving power available to man. So how can he be ashamed of it? Pastor Chris says, we are from a lineage of those who gave everything and requested no deliverance. Hallelujah. They were sold out to this gospel. They were like, we will die with this gospel if we have to. Hallelujah. Think about people like Stephen that was stoned to death. Stoned to death because of this same gospel. Hallelujah. Many were slain for the gospel that we're enjoying today. Because of them, we've come to this place where we're enjoying victory. Hallelujah. Where we're enjoying the finished works of Christ. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, these ones, they wanted a better resurrection, a victorious one. And Pastor says, come what may, be undaunted. Be bold about your faith in Jesus Christ. Be convinced and compelled by the truth of the gospel and preach it boldly. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20 calls us ambassadors for Christ. That means we speak for this gospel. We speak about God. We're the ones to tell the world about this saving power, the gospel of love, the gospel of hope. Hallelujah. We are the ones, yes, the custodians of this very gospel. That's who we are today. Hallelujah. So we will not be ashamed of it. We will preach it boldly. We will declare it everywhere by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us take the confession together. I'm convinced and compelled by the truth of the gospel, and I refuse to be afraid of persecution for proclaiming Jesus Christ. Nothing in this world can daunt my love for Christ and passion for the gospel. I preach it boldly everywhere, and he's with me and in me, confirming his word with signs following. Praise God. Yes, Jesus said to us, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And he said, be assured, I am with you. Glory to God. So we are not alone. We are backed by the Almighty God himself. Praise God. If you wanted to understand this article further, you can look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12 and the book of Acts chapter 20 from verse 22 to 24. Hallelujah. And if you're listening today, we preach this same message to you. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Jesus said concerning himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Word of God also declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is your opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I invite you to say the simple prayer that would follow this message, and your life will never be the same. God bless you all for listening today, and keep declaring God's word everywhere. Hallelujah.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.